If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
So would you take a water taxi to work as opposed to driving? So if it was safe and it was convenient, all things being equal, would you take a water taxi to work in the morning?
What do you mean, would I? Like, absolutely. I would be running for that option.
100 other people, and let's say in the summer, 30 bikes.
Yes, still? Yes, on it.
Okay, well, you're going to be able to this summer. Montreal, they did a pilot project last year with this water taxi from the east end of Montreal to Old Port, and it was successful, so they've signed on for a 3-year contract run.
I was going to say, I'd have to move to the east end if I wanted to take that to work every
well,
day.
There you go. So it's going to go every 30 minutes during rush hours, 60 minutes during off-peak hours, weekends, things like that.
Cost the same as the STM, like $325 to get on it.
Yeah.
I am so in love with this idea, and I'm actually jealous of anybody who's going to be able to use this to get to work every day. In Nova Scotia, we have a ferry that you take between Halifax and Dartmouth, and it's a huge part of everybody's daily commute. A lot of people get on the ferry every day, go across the harbor to get to the city, and it is just something that you take for granted when you've been doing it for so long, but being able to be on the water as part of your commute, like, it's so good for your soul. You know, when you're on a boat, how great that feels?
Yeah. For leisure, I get it, but I'm cautiously optimistic because, like, it drops you off in the Old Port, right?
Yeah.
So we don't know, like, what the door-to-door commute's going to be like once you get off. And at the same time, like, you're getting to work. It's not like you're on the boat admiring the sights, having a cocktail in hand. Like, you've got your briefcase. You're, like, you're crammed onto a boat. You know, like, if you see the water
don't
taxis.
Don't listen to him. He doesn't know any of these things.
You're crammed
by the way.
Like sardines.
You have no idea if it's going to be like that. You don't know.
That's why I'm cautiously optimistic.
I want to know if it's going to be like every other taxi where the, you know, drivers are going to be cutting each other off. Your pilot's going to have an earpiece in his ear and he's talking very silently to somebody on the other end all the time. You're just not sure what he's saying or who he's talking to.
I'm telling you, this is going to be good for you. And they should do a study of like people's blood pressure and stress levels when they begin. And then by the end of like a season of taking the boat, what's it called? It's called a water taxi, not a ferry, back and forth every day. Watch how they're going to be healthier. I guarantee it's so good to be that close to nature.
Well, you don't have to worry about hitting potholes every 2 seconds.
Exactly.
So that's kind of good.
Exactly.
It's already a good thing.
Exactly. So when is this going to start, Andy? Did you say?
This spring, I believe May.
Okay.
Yeah, it runs from May to October.
Okay. Going to have to find some property in the East End, find somewhere to live. I will be all set, all ready to go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
All right, when it comes to PDA or public displays of affection, we want to know, where is that line? How much exactly is too much? And texts are already streaming in at 92925.
Yeah, it didn't take long. It's the first text we got. As soon as the tongue comes out, that's the line.
So I wanted to talk about this because I was watching Billy Baldwin. He was on The Social yesterday, and he was talking about Justin Bieber and, of course, his niece Hailey Baldwin's public displays of affection and how it's out of control. Listen to this.
I will say, though, now being a newly minted member of the Canadian royal family, which is the Bieber-Baldwin union,
right? Yes.
That they have some really... I'm not speaking out of turn, Haley, so don't be mad at me. Just go on the internet and look for it. But there's lots of cute PDA between the two of them. He, like, pulls her up in his lap, and when I'm talking to her, he kisses her on the cheek, and I'm like... I love that he's affectionate and kisses her, but I'm like, I'm trying to talk to her right now. You're distracting the whole conversation, but they're very, very affectionate. They're adorable together.
Okay, there's nothing worse than somebody, like, mauling somebody in front of you when you're trying to have a conversation with them. I do agree with him on that one.
Yeah, when they're pawing at each other.
Yeah, and you're like, hello, there's another human here. Can you make eye contact for 20 seconds?
No, they're young, though. They're still kind of in the honeymoon phase.
Plus, they're young celebrities, so they just do whatever they want whenever they want. They're, like, even, like, a little bit less worried about what people think around them, I think. Mm-hmm. When it comes to that kind of thing, they think the world is just revolving around them. But I have to agree with the texter. If I see your tongues in public, that is the line for me. That is too much.
Really?
Yeah.
That's where you draw the line?
Yes.
Of all the things that that revolt me, seeing in public, I don't think that tongue is up there. I mean, seeing people cough without covering their mouth, people seeing, like, you know, blow smoke in your face.
Okay.
Like, they're gross things.
Yeah,
you know?
But that's not PDA. Those things aren't PDA.
Exactly.
We're talking about PDAs.
Okay, so let me paint the picture. You're sitting on the metro and there's, like, a really good looking couple and they start kissing. You're telling me you're going to be grossed out by that?
Yes. If I see their tongues touch, I don't think there's any reason that I need to be seeing strangers' tongues touch or people I know.
As soon as bodily fluids are exchanged, I'm out. That's enough.
That's for the bedroom.
Yeah. We watch romantic comedies for that moment where they kiss. We want to see this. This is part of our DNA.
So
we
want to leave. People watch adult movies all the time. Those websites make a lot of money and we don't
and pay good money for them too.
Yeah. And we don't want to see that in public on the metro. Do you do this in public, Sam?
Yes, I do.
You do.
Tasteful tongue.
Oh, my God.
A little tasteful tongue.
Oh,
whatever.
There's tasteful tongue.
Get over yourself. Look away. Of all the things to pick a battle over.
Okay, you can text us at 92925. Sam's wrong on this one, right? Like, there's not supposed to be tongue in public.
Yeah, there's no such thing as tasteful tongue. Tongue is tongue. Whether it be the tip or the whole thing, tongue is tongue.
This conversation is making me uncomfortable. Okay, and also saw Kate Beckinsale and Pete Davidson at a hockey game this weekend. And I mean, this was a photo taken from across the arena, and I could see their tongues.
Yeah, you couldn't tell where one tongue ended and the other tongue began. They were just so into each other.
Exactly. A lot of people have very strong opinions on this. Sam, you said people need to get over it, right?
Yeah, Daniel says a great relationship is when you can kiss each other whenever you want. Expressions of love should be spontaneous. I agree.
Okay, another text we got is so surprised by Sam. He's the least romantic guy, but the tongue out in public is okay.
True. What? So true. This text said, Sam's right. Stop being so prude. It's not like they're groping each other. But sometimes they are, right? Marissa, what do you think?
Well, you know, I always see people like in the metro, like you said, their tongues are out, and then the grouping thing, like they just stick together like glue there, and then they just grope each other's butt.
Right, the butt touching.
Yeah, it's called passion.
Okay, no, it's not.
But groups should be kept in the bedroom.
You're not supposed to be in the metro anymore. Get in the room.
What
about like if you slide the hand in the back pocket of the jeans? You know, is that something?
Yeah,
butt grope? Yeah.
You got to be very careful if you're doing that. You got to be careful.
Wrong pocket.
You want to make sure nobody's like, you're not ruining anybody's day, I think.
I guess.
Yeah.
Marissa.
We're watching.
Hello.
Look away.
Marissa, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. You always make my morning great.
I can't help but think that there may be a bit of envy, Nikki, you know, when you see other people kissing.
Whoa.
I'm just saying.
You're on your own.
We always hate what we don't have.
All the time. But never when it comes to the tongues, okay? I don't care if I'm like married to Justin Timberlake. I don't want to see people's tongues out.
I appreciate your honesty.
Everything you missed from Montreal's favorite morning show.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
So I've been doing something here in Montreal pretty much daily since I moved here. I don't want to be doing it. I just find myself doing it anyway. It's Nikki, Sam, and Andy. Hey, good morning. So every single day I do this one thing, sometimes without even knowing it. It's not that bad, but I park illegally.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever I go, I just find, you know, it's tough. I don't find that many parking areas or parking lots or whatever. And I just want to, usually I'm just running in or running out just to grab something quick. So I park illegally.
You're playing with fire.
Well, apparently, because I got my second ticket yesterday in 4 weeks.
Hey, welcome to Montreal.
And in Toronto, tickets are a little bit cheaper. They're only $30 for a parking ticket.
Oh,
in
no,
Toronto.
No, not here.
Well, they're double here. They're $60.
Yeah.
So I've got $120 in parking tickets in 4 weeks. That's added up. So I don't know. I kind of feel like everybody parks illegally here, though. I look around and I see other cars. I'm like, well, they're parked here, so I can park here too.
Listen, I know this city. I do not park illegally because I know what's going to happen. Every single time, they're waiting. They will find you.
Well, I guess I haven't learned my lesson yet,
obviously.
I think
they might have GPS on my car. But I moved away from Montreal years ago for about a year and a half or a couple of years I was away. And before I moved away, because I was moving to a different city that didn't have such great public transit, I purchased a vehicle. So I had it here and I was still living here. I was living on Sherbrooke at the time in my condo, and I had like 2 or 3 weeks before I left when I still had a car here in Montreal, but I didn't have a parking spot. So I was just sort of doing what I can, and I was paying the meter, spending a ridiculous amount of money trying to park legally all the time, but sometimes it ran out, and I racked up a ridiculous amount of parking tickets during this few weeks.
How much?
She became like the notorious parking queen.
Yeah, seriously. So I moved away, and I didn't deal with the parking tickets.
So that's her second mistake.
Half later, I move back to Montreal. I go to switch over my license again, and they're like, good luck, honey. And I'm like, what? What do you mean? What's going on? I owed $600 in past parking tickets. And I was like, you're kidding me. And of course, the price of them inflated. And I was like, I would have paid them had I remembered. I moved, and I didn't change my address clearly quickly enough. So I actually went into court to tell a judge like what happened, and he did not care. I felt like an idiot. I was mortified. He was like, dude, like you got the tickets. You know you have to pay them. So I ended up having to pay $600. In parking tickets in order to get my license.
So, it could be worse.
Yeah, it could be way worse.
You're living in Montreal. You know, when you do your budgets every month, you have your fixed costs. You put your car,
budgets
your rent.
Every month.
Well, you know, you're sort of planning out what you have to spend money on. put parking tickets as a fixed cost in Montreal.
Great. So that's
because,
a thing.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Absolutely.
It's a thing. It's your insurance, your gas, and your parking tickets.
Okay, I want to know if anybody spent more than my $600 in parking tickets that I had to pay. You can
text
us.
I kind of want to beat that, actually.
You want to?
No, you don't.
Let me know how that goes for you. Okay, Jennifer, you said you have me beat, right?
Yeah, I have $800. I had.
$800.
Oh, my God. Winner, winner.
What did
you
do?
Because I was parking behind a building in an alleyway, and for the most part, I got away with it. But then I started not to get away with it, and funnily enough, there was a homeless man who kept taking the parking tickets off my car.
Oh, no way.
Oh, no.
Yes. He was playing tricks on you.
Yeah.
Yes, he was.
He was having fun with you.
Yeah, so, yeah, $800.
Does it hurt when you hand over your credit card? You're like, that is literally like a vacation.
Oh, yeah, it hurt bad. And my husband was really not happy.
Did the judge believe you when he said that someone was stealing your tickets? That's like telling your teacher my dog ate my homework.
I didn't go.
You didn't even try. Don't bother.
I didn't even try.
They're going to make you cry. From experience,
exactly.
I know you're just going to cry.
Exactly.
Thanks so much, Jen.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, somebody said, fun fact, if you can pay the meter within 10 minutes of them issuing the ticket, you can get out of it. So if you're running in and out, get the ticket, check the time. If it's less than 10 minutes, you can go pay the meter. Look, I've been told this before, too, because I actually have two tickets at home right now that I have to pay also. But
surprise, surprise.
I got them within, like, seconds of the parking meter expiring.
Oh, the worst.
And I even went up to the guys, and I said, look, you can see that I paid, and I was just walking to my car, and they said, oh, yeah, you don't have to pay. You just have to go through the process, but then you don't. So I like, mark my words, I'm going to end up paying the full price for those because nobody wants to go through the drama of trying to get them canceled.
The process is such a big deal, right? You're just like, you know what? Screw it. Here's $60.
Exactly.
Speak for yourselves. Fight that to the death.
If you fight that, I'll give you a cut. If you can go deal with my tickets.
50%?
Yeah. No. Moral of the story, welcome to Montreal, Andy.
Yeah.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 925.